Supernumeral Dhamma. To purify their own hearts and to access grace, mercy, spiritual power to purify the world. Om pavitra pavitro va sarva hastam katopi va yasmarit pudali kaksham sahaya pyantara suci. This verse very much encapsulates the purpose of our life, the highest purpose, to be purified. Kunti, the mother of Arjuna, the Pandavas, after passing through inconceivable difficulties in her life, where everything seemed to be going in the direction of tragedy, she offered a prayer to her beloved Lord, Sri Krishna. Vayu ne nanya vishaya matyana matku pate sukrit rati urva hathat atakam devogam. O Madhupati, my sweet Lord, as the river Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be forever drawn to you without being diverted to anything or anyone else. Life is filled with obstacles. Mother Ganga teaches us lessons that can help us to actually achieve the scene of our truest aspirations. If we sit on the bank of Mother Ganga, we are seeing now the waves are rippling and swirling in so many beautiful artistic formations. No human artist could possibly capture the beauty of her art. But just as it appears, it immediately disappears. She's always changing on the surface. And similarly in this world, everything is in a constant state of transformation. We cannot hold on to anything for very long. Mother Ganga, like nature, is forever. But her particular manifestations are always in a state of transition. Similarly, we can appreciate the true beauty of life when we are connected to the underlying current of truth. Mother Ganges, as she's flowing to the sea, meets so many obstructions. Sometimes giant rocks, fallen trees, mountains. But somehow Mother Ganga flows around, under, over, very gracefully, and never ceases her journey to the sea. In the association of sadhus, of enlightened people, we can appreciate the divinity. We can develop faith in the highest and truest purpose of life, to achieve self-realization, to reconnect yoga with the Supreme. This body, the Bhagavad Gita tells, is like a dress. In the second chapter, Vasamsi Janani Yatha Vihaya, that this physical body is like a dress, that eventually, it's always changing, but in due course of time, in the form of death, we must change these clothes. And the mind is something like our underwear. We have our external dress in the physical body and our subtle physical, or let us say material dress of the body and mind. Unfortunately, in this world today, so many people have dirty underwear. And we know what kind of problems and diseases that could cause. Avidya, the cause of all disease, the cause of all suffering, ignorance of our true self. Yoga, dharma, true spirituality is to purify our mind and body. Sometimes the mind is also compared to a mirror. When you look in a mirror, you expect to see yourself. But unfortunately, when it's covered by so much dirt, so much pollution due to neglect of so many years, sometimes so many lifetimes, that's all we see. Yoga is a path of purification, especially to purify the mind, so that it reflects the eternal true glory of the Atma with the soul. Mother Ganga, she has descended from the spiritual world. She is in liquid form, the love, the grace, the beautiful mercy of the Supreme. She's a manifestation of Shakti. In our tradition, Ladini Shakti. Is the power of God's love and compassion. Shri Radha, Sita, Parvati are the goddesses of this Shakti. And Ganga is an expansion of that Shakti. She appears in this world simply to bestow mercy and compassion through purifying us. She purifies our body, she purifies our mind, and ultimately she purifies our heart. And that is why throughout history people have come for the purpose of self-realization to the banks of the holy river Ganga. One particular instance that took place about 5,000 years ago. There was an emperor for the whole world. His name was Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj was the grandson of Arjuna. He was such an emperor that he ruled the whole world according to the principles of Sanatana Dharma. Everyone loved him. Why did everyone love him? Because he loved everyone.
according to the Vedic kings that we read about, such a king considered every single one of his subjects to be praja, or his own children. Loved everyone, every type of human being, the animals, the birds, the insects. There's so many examples of great kings who were willing to sacrifice their lives, like Maharaj Shibi, to protect a bird. We spoke about Aranti Dev yesterday. The responsibility of leadership in the world of Dharma takes a person of tremendous integrity and compassion. This great king was given information he was going to die in 7 days. What would we do if we had 7 days to live? He had so much money, he had so much power, he had so many opportunities to do anything he wanted. Parikshit Maharaj took off all his royal clothes, jewelry, he left his throne, he left his palace, he left all his well-wishing material relationships, and he came to the banks of Mother Ganga. It's not far from here. The place is Shukatala. And there he sat to end his life in the holiest of places, feeling the presence of Mother Ganga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also appeared in this world on the banks of Mother Ganga in Navadvip. And he spoke beautiful words in praise of Ganga. He said, "She is so pure that anyone who sees her, touches her, tastes her, anyone who is even connected with the touch of the breeze that's coming from her will become purified. Their love will awaken from their heart." So for this reason, Parikshit Maharaj came here to the river Ganga to spend his last 7 days. And all the great sages, rishis, and yogis throughout the world and the universe, according to the Bhagavad Purana, assembled there to be with him. And it was in the banks of Mother Ganga that the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadev, spoke the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And within that context, we find Vidura, who was the uncle of Arjuna in the Pandavas. Somehow or other, he was also put in a situation which was so heartbreaking. He was humiliated, he was insulted, he was driven out of his kingdom. And he came to Mother Ganga, and here he met with Maitreya Rishi. And great stories, historical narrations of Dhruva Maharaj and others were spoken here, near Haridwar, near Rishikesh. And the dearmost friend of Krishna, Uddhav, when it was time for the whole Yadu dynasty to end and Krishna left this world, Uddhav came here to the banks of the river Ganga, where he had historical, transcendental narration of spiritual subjects with Maitreya Rishi. since time that can never be traced, and for all time for the future, Mother Ganga will be a place of shelter, a place that is supremely conducive for purification of the body, mind, and soul, for enlightenment. Just like the body is being witnessed by the Atma, the soul, within each of us, the goddess Ganga, the goddess of grace, the goddess of compassion, the goddess of love, is forever permeating her divine form as this river. We could hear her song at this moment. If only we could tune in deeper and deeper to the sweetness of this song, we will hear her whispering all truth. All truth of the love of the spiritual world. All truth of the freedom of the liberated soul. And that is why we have come here to the banks of Ganga in the holy Himalayas for the yoga, International Yoga Festival. I am so grateful. Like Mother Ganga, Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. The holy names of the Lord have descended into this world. And in the form of these divine names, wherever we may be, London, New York, Mumbai, Colombia, or anywhere else, we could be connected with this flow of grace, flow of mercy. Thank you very much.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.